Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Something struck me this morning that I hadn't really given much thought to. I was flipping through Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II's document on the Rosary, one of the finest works I've ever read on the Rosary that I recommend to everyone. And he wrote it as Holy Father, and he wrote it as a letter to the entire church. About a month ago, my dad said to me, he was preparing for a homily to give over at St. Philomene's, and he calls me up and he says, "Father Jerry, how do you prepare to give a homily, especially a Sunday homily?" And it was interesting because after I was ordained, probably every priest, I mean, the homily like that, that's when you're supposed to shine. That's when it's your opportunity to feed everybody. You labor on it for hours all throughout the week. You try to read the gospel Monday morning or even Sunday night, and you begin to prepare and you pray on it all the week. And I remember my Saturdays after morning mass, it would be like 7 hours working on the homily, rehearsing it over and over. I said to my dad, I said, "Dad, honestly, I just pray the rosary with Sunday's gospel. And that's it. And it's like our Lord gives me what I'm supposed to say. As I pray the rosary with the gospel, I'm just given new insights that I'd never seen before. Or questions that I ought to pose that the people need to hear." St. John Paul II said, "When we pray the rosary, we are mystically transported to the side of Our Lady. That we sit at her school. And that she teaches us to gaze upon the face of her Son. And that it's with her gaze that we penetrate ever more deeply into the mysteries of His life." So St. John Paul II says, it is so important that every Catholic try to pray it every day if we really want to come to know her Son as only she can teach us. And I just closed with this. I was speaking to a lady not too long ago. She was the first woman to ever attend the International School of Exorcists in Rome. And she said, "Father, while I was there, I was allowed to attend a session." And she said, "It was so amazing because it is so rare that Satan himself actually possesses someone bodily. But this was one case where he was. And so there was no ground being made. And you have some of the leading exorcists in the world all gathered together in this room. After about 45 minutes of trying to make progress, the chief exorcist said, 'Okay, you know what? Let's let go of all attempts. Let's just call on Our Lady and start praying the rosary.' She said, 'Father, we got through one decade. And all of a sudden, Satan says, 'She is forcing me to speak to you.'" And the exorcist said, "Who is she?" And he will not use her name. He said, "The Virgin." And the exorcist said, "And what is she telling you to reveal to us?" And Satan, the prince of demons, went on for 45 minutes about the mystery of the rosary. And he began and he said, "When you pray the rosary, every decade you pray, as you work through the mysteries, the chain, we ourselves are chained. You begin to hold us in bondage. We lose our grasp on you. We cease to be able to tempt and attack you as we otherwise would.'" And went on from there for 45 minutes. She said, "Probably he'll make a book out of what the evil one revealed." May we pray the rosary every day.